This month, Puerto Rican pop star Bad Bunny debuted his newest album at number one on the Billboard 200, and one song on that list, Andrea, struck a particular nerve. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento reports.
Easter Sunday, a time of renewal and reflection. For musician Luis Alfredo del Valle of the pop synth band Buscabulla, this year's holiday included a surprise guest.
Yeah, it was Easter Sunday, and we got a call from a bunny, Bad Bunny.
He says Bad Bunny, the top streamed artist in the world, had a special request. Could Buscabulla collaborate with him on a song for his new album?
And he said, well, you have really 1 week, but I'll give you two. At the end of those 2 weeks, the record comes out.
Bad Bunny, also known as Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, had already written most of the song, but he needed Buscabulla to fill in 8 bars. The name of the song was Andrea, which made Raquel Berrios, the other half of Buscabulla, wonder.
Benito never really clarified if it was about Andrea.
She's referring to Andrea Ruiz Costas, a Puerto Rican woman who made multiple attempts to gain a protection order against her ex-partner in 2021. A judge refused, and then last April, she was found murdered.
So when I was writing the song, I kind of had it in the back of my mind, but I wasn't completely sure.
Months before Costa's death, Governor Pedro Pierluisi had already declared a state of emergency over gender violence in Puerto Rico.
4 de la mañana, y Andrea, saliendo de la perla, muchos la critican sin conocerla.
The song begins with Bad Bunny rapping about Andrea in the third person, describing her as smart and independent. But society looks down on her.
No quiera cambiarla, solo quererla, ey, solo quererla.
I think that he paints a really beautiful picture of how intensely women are judged in this island, how, you know, even by women ourselves.
Todo se ha complicado, como si ser mujer fuera un pecado. Everything has gotten complicated, as if being a woman was a sin. Then comes the blank spaces Bad Bunny wanted them to fill.
And it wasn't really until, you know, I started writing and I'm like, I feel like I need to be this woman. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I need to sort of embody her. And I have to say, it wasn't easy.
And so she slips into the first person.
The first part of my verse says, no quiero que nadie me diga lo que tengo que hacer. I don't want anybody telling me what I have to do. You know, women need to be understood like the sea, or like the surfer understands the sea. It's saying I am unapologetic about who I am, and I kind of want somebody at the end.
Somebody who dares to ride the wave and somebody who dares to understand her, you know?
Yeah.
The song dropped in early May, along with the rest of Un Verano Sin Ti, which became the most streamed album of 2022 up to that point. Almost immediately, listeners began to make the same connection that Buscabulla did between the Andrea in the song and the Andrea who made headlines last year.
It's an image that is put in your mind, obviously, especially if you're a Puerto Rican. You knew about this case. You knew how horrible it was. It was very visceral, you know?
The theory became so prominent that Bad Bunny eventually addressed it in an interview. He said the song was not based on Andrea Ruiz Costas.
He really wanted to paint the picture of a woman that was still alive and that we could really hope that we could really build a better sort of society for this woman to thrive in.
Bad Bunny's music is deeply rooted in his pride for Puerto Rico, but he doesn't shy away from tackling difficult circumstances on the island. And Berrio says that a message of respect and admiration for women packaged into a reggaeton song goes a long way.
You know, this is the music that people from all sort of social classes hear, from a genre that is primarily male-dominated. You know that young boys are going to be listening to this song, and it's going to somehow really kind of seep in.
So that maybe, for all the other Andreas out there, the future will look a little brighter. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.